Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
All right, let's start with a little timely confession here about Nick Caserio. And, of course, we're going to revisit that here in just a few minutes. Kind of break down some of the things that he said. Here's my confession, though. I think Nick thought he was on Payne and Pendergast during that.
My man got comfortable.
He got real comfortable. 41 minutes questions and answers. Very loose and comfortable, and
loose is one of those words for sure.
In fact, maybe a little bit too comfortable at one point. But here's the other part of confession. I think maybe we should give Payne and Pendergast some credit. They've loosened him up a little bit.
Yeah, he's definitely gotten more comfortable in these situations. And yeah, Payne and Pendergast, they create an environment when they have him on where, you know, they're joking and laughing. And I don't know that he was necessarily joking and laughing a whole bunch with the assembled media. But he definitely, like, felt comfortable, you know, getting his thoughts out, which I don't think he's ever necessarily been too hard up about. But I was surprised that he even gave us what he did because, I mean, these are the types of press conferences that many of the general managers around the league do headed into the NFL draft. And usually they are very milquetoast. And I know some people would be like, all right, well, you know, this was not that insightful. But he gave you a little bit.
He gave some meat. We'll get into it.
I think he left a few breadcrumbs here and there that maybe make you think, could that mean something? Which I think that's about all I could ask for from Nick Caserio in that circumstance. I realize, and I have to admit, I'm judgy. But I think I'm not judgy about the big things. Like, I actually try to be very accepting about, like, the big things. I've recognized, though, that I'm very judgy about little things.
Like what?
Like, little things I could be real judgy on. And what hipped me to this was earlier today, Figgy walks into the studio and goes, hey, do y'all like peeps? And I almost cussed at him. I really did. Because, like, I find those things not just to be not tasty for me. I find those things to be repulsive. Why? I don't really have a good reason.
I think that one's acceptable.
I'm just real judgy. That, talk about candy corn.
I like candy corn with dry roasted peanuts.
And I judge you.
It's awesome.
And I judge you for it.
It's awesome.
In a way,
but not
that,
by themselves.
In a way that does not make sense for people's individual choices. And I think it's because it's not something that actually matters. So if I'm judgmental about it, I don't think people actually care. But I realize that it's an outsized level of judgment.
Oh, yeah.
It is.
Oh, yeah.
It's funny because I asked Reggie that because it was some people from the other station walking in the hallway. They had a whole bunch of peeps, like boxes of peeps. And I'm like, what, y'all got some peeps? Like, and they turned around, yeah, you want some?
No,
yeah. I'm
no,
like,
I
no,
don't.
No, no, no. Oh, sports guys love to eat everything. I'm like, no, we don't. I seen that. They had a Dr. Pepper peeps.
That's like, hey, she's your type. You don't got no standards. What you mean? Wait, hold on. Wait a minute.
I'm like, nah, we actually the pickiest eaters.
Yes.
Are we the pickiest eaters?
I don't know if we are, but we often get profiled.
Yeah. I think we the cleanest station here, though. And I really learned that being that radio roll with y'all too, because I felt like we were pretty clean.
We did a decent job. And of course, I'm leaning heavily on the we, because shout out to the people who actually did a majority of the cleaning. Y'all are real MVP.
Man, I'm kind of worried because I feel like I might get a talking to after that press conference.
Oh, well.
Yeah, so I was sitting here, and Nick Caserio, the longer you talk and listen to him talk, you kind of doze off.
He lulls you into kind of like a...
False sense of comfort.
Yeah, so I got a little too comfortable. I was sitting here, and then all of a sudden, this question was asked by Sarge.
Made some mistakes in the past. I'm not going to ask you about those mistakes. I'm just going to ask you.
Oh, you guys talk about them all the time.
Woo! I'm like, wait a minute.
Was that what I thought it was?
I was sitting here and I could hear it in the background. And then I heard that part. I'm like, did he just say that? So I had to sit there and think. I was looking at y'all. I think y'all was doing something else.
Mm-hmm. I was watching the baseball game.
I would have known for sure if I seen y'all reaction kind of like, whoa. I didn't see that. So I'm like, you know what? Let me hit this dump button just in case.
When in doubt.
Yeah. So I'm like, man, I don't know who to blame on this one. I don't know if I should blame Sarge for the question. Should I blame Nick Caserio just being loose?
Well, I don't think you blame anybody. It's like he was comfortable, and that's what we wanted. Yeah. Comfortable enough to just talk like
one of the guys.
We might not blame anyone. As the man whose finger's on the button, you can blame who you need
to,
brother.
It's not comfortable for me.
Yeah.
I'm chilling. I'm not expected to hear a cuss word.
And you know what the worst part about that is? Like, there's some people, and I can say this as I've sat in your role before, Figgy. There's some people that you go, oh, I can leave this. They're going to be good. They know what time it is, right? You get John Harris on the phone. Like, all right, John is a professional. He knows what's happening. Yeah. The first time you break that seal, you're like, I can never trust you again.
I was just telling our engineer, I'm like, man, I can never go to the bathroom now during the Nick Caserio press conference.
Apparently, Nick ruined it. Nick got a mouth of a sailor now. We didn't even know it.
Yep, it's over now, man. I can't even bring you around my kids if I had some kids now. It's over, man. It's a wrap.
That's a wrap.
I will say, though, I was paying attention, and as a pseudo mini confession here, I guess hit the thing. I'm built different. I'm also judging you on this, Lopez. So we have Nick Caserio going. We're actively taking notes, and we'll talk about that again. Nick Caserio's pre-NFL draft press conference here in a little bit. We're taking notes. We're listening. But also, the Astros game has started. For those of you wondering, 1-0 Astros. Yes, I did that intentionally. Deal with it. Yes, still 1-0 Astros.
Yeah, Hold that thought.
But yes, 1-0 Astros. And we're watching that, and Lopez, your words exactly were what?
Regarding?
This is overstimulating?
I didn't put it quite like that, but basically said that.
Yeah. Some of us are used
to sensory overload.
some of us are built different. Some of us are used to listening to things and watching multiple things at the same time. So this is your reason to add two more TVs.
Yeah, I had too many things going on.
Not if you watch three TVs consistently. All right, those are our lunchtime confessions brought to you by the Men's Clinic. Appreciation to them. For giving us that segment. But coming up next, we'll circle back around to it. Nick Caserio, in talking about the NFL draft headed into it, he got a little frustrated a few times. We'll talk about that and some of the insights, including his diction, his word choice, and a few instances that we thought were interesting. We'll do that next.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.